March 6, 2012 is Swap from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show.
Yeah.
Watch for Pedro show. March on a Tuesday, beginning of some windy weather, maybe some rain.
It's a funky looking Tuesday out there.
Yeah, and back with Brother Matt. It's been a while. Yeah,
a long while.
And folks, you didn't have to hear this, but Brother Matt has been put through the proverbial wringer.
Grinding, but still on top.
Yeah, they can't knock him out. They keep trying, but, you know, trying to push him out the circle there.
He's the bullshit of the times.
Weathered it. Big time. Character builder. Big time. Now we start off the show with John Coltrane doing Bye Bye Blackbird, which is what Brother Matt's going to be saying to his problems once they conquer. And even with his, on his side of the school, well, we'll get into that later, but he's made good headway on that too. Then we had Intersection 02 by Sawako. Yeah, Brother Matt, we were going to have a guest.
Yeah,
a little postponed. Miss Terry Genderbender, but ever since he came up, she had to go south, and she's very sorry. But maybe next week.
Very cool.
She's going to come play some. She's in a studio right now making an album. And she told me she'd play some songs, kind of just singing guitar versions of the stuff that she's doing brand new.
So oh, cool. That, a little sneak preview, album. Huh?
Yeah, sneak preview.
So it's not Butcherettes, that's her own thing.
I think it is Lee Butcherettes. She was talking about maybe some of her. You saw them. No, you didn't go to the gig.
No.
Fuck. You were supposed to come to the Palladium, but I didn't make it
happen. Yeah, I was there. I was outside.
Oh, that was fucked up. That was lame. Jerry Trepetich was there, though. I don't know how he got in. There's some drama, he told me. Yeah, he got in. Who else? Dean the Prancing Machine. But you were outside. That was fucked. I think Skipper Jeff got in.
Yeah, I talked to him. We kept texting back and forth.
Like he's on the inside.
He came with the old people. Yeah.
Yes, of his posse. You know, what just came out is Robert Pollard's got a solo album. You know, a few months ago, he just had a Guided by Voices album. And already a solo album. This guy can write a lot of tunes.
Wow.
In fact, here's some right here. I just got it. I mean, the thing just popped out.
Yeah. two.
Scoop boxes are
Rock for Pedro show. Yeah, start off with something brand new from Bob Pollard. Bats Flew Up. You know, he made an album with Richard Meltzer. I think it's called The Tropic of Nipples. Although on the Spiel, we'll play some Spiel Gusher. Cool. God, next. Play some next, but I just thought of that. Can't exactly remember the name of it, but I think something Tropic of Nipples. Parts 1 and 2, maybe that's what it was. And on the Spiel Gusher album, it says Trouble of Nipples.
You refused into one.
It's an old poem. I remember when I first heard that poem. It was when that thing at the Roxy years ago. It was John Doe and Henry Rowland. Henry wore a dress. Richard, myself. It was a trip. Macho Poets. Poets. That was a long time ago. Then we heard Seasick with Paper Hat. I Think I'm Evil. Early mix from Black Moth Super Rainbow. Yeah, I did spiel with Mr. Tom for his radio show, Sirius. I guess they got many channels. I don't know.
Satellite action.
Always thought it was about Howard Stern, but I guess it's more than
Howard's
that.
Like the king of it, but there's all kinds of different stuff.
I heard Bob Dylan has a show.
Grateful Dead. Cola
Molina
DC,
from Dirt Bombs has a show, but there's all kinds of stuff.
There should be a What from Pedro show channel with all the shows that we got here.
Yeah, well, we got our own thing. Maybe they come to us, I don't know. But that's what I thought, because Tony, remember Tony Platt, our pool cleaner friend, passed away. But I think that was the line in the sand. He wouldn't follow Howard after that. I think you have to pay for that, right?
Yeah, that's a fee. That's a fee type of thing.
That's right.
Yeah, it was supposed to be avoiding commercials, but I think they still got some commercials.
Just like the cable TV, there's supposed to be no commercials.
Yeah.
And some of them things are like 5 or 6 minutes. Only Turner, the movie one. They just play the movies. What did I just see? Yeah, it was good.
Was it colorized?
No, it wasn't. Thank God. It was the old black and white. It was, my memory. And all kinds of famous people in it. The Hustler, Paul Newman.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Gleason is Minnesota Fats. Yeah. George C. Scott is like some boss. Yeah, pretty intense. Early 60s kind of thing.
I was digging on your flannel story. Did you tell the
Oh, we'll get into that.
That was very
cool. We'll get into that. But, we got, I'm going to space on the songs here. Bird Flew by Splotch, and then Mob by the Threes, Toys to Kill, Todd, and finally, Todd Conge with the Toys That Kill, Recess Records. And then finally, School Buses Are for Children by Mr. Grant Hart, of old Husker Du drummer fame. He told me he's going to start playing drums again. Yeah. I'm wearing that flannel. In fact, I'm going to bring it to England. Speaking of Richard, we should play some Spiel Gusher.
Yeah.
Here's some music, though. These cats opened up for me last time I was in Portland, and they gave me their CD. They're called The Bugs. I'm going to go, Richard Meltzer wrote our liner notes.
Cool.
And Richard told me, a few people had asked him to write liner notes, and they never used them, so he kept recycling the same thing. There's some cats who dug it.
Down. century. Child abuse? Child abuse? All parenting is abuse. Sure as meat is murder, property is theft. Physical abuse bothers you? Well, what about spiritual abuse? My idea of a major felony, inflicting on a child aged 0 to 12 the concept of heaven and hell, especially hell. Teaching a kid hell, would it be worth a mandatory minimum of 20? No, 30 years in a fucking chain gang, no lunch breaks. Don't let nobody say I'm soft on crime. Sorry, sordid, and run. Has religious freedom is practiced in this country ever done much more than buck up the right, the compulsion of various afflicted grown-ups to perpetuate the germplasm of whatever strain of fire and brimstone they themselves were once branded with, i.e., to inflict their ongoing dogma on innocent, unmolded lumps of dough? And what are the rights of goddamn dough? Where are all our victims' rights advocates on this one? If Satanism, whatever the bloody hell in theory or practice that even is, though a religion like all others for sure, can be systematically denied constitutional protection, then fuck its hand and glove, opposite number. Crowd control in the ozone, crowd control from hell. Likewise, the threat of pornography to today's unwashed youth, on or off the internet. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have made it to 13 without ticks and smut mags to cue me to what the whole wide world of carnal oop-oop-a-doo was about. Jane Mansfield, ooh-wee, tits out to here. First nips I saw on a broad besides my mom. Oh, nurture. Just a peek, mind you. Max back then didn't really show that much. But otherwise, there'd have been no peek, nothing. 1956. 48 years ago. We're supposed to believe pre-adolescents need this shit less today? Fuck. Denying them porn would be abusive.
Driven time. anxious when it turned cold, when it turned cold. A long time ago it turned cold, growing mole, story told, now just old, it turned cold.
Music for the first hour of this edition. You just heard Romo One. Did it right the first time. We had a little crash here. The Mac didn't crash. It was the way I'm running on. excuse me, Kyoka of her new EP. She's out in Berlin now. A Wave of the Future 2012 mix ahead of that from Many Birthdays out of Austin, Texas. Coming up with a new sound, new styling. Tom Herman from Cleveland ahead of that. A tune called Hey. Much respect for Tom Herman, guitar man for Perub and Tripod Jimmy, amongst others. And something from the latest Dos album, the fourth album, Dosy Dos, a tune called It Turned Cold. Just played with Kay. He was a pants shitter, but she did great. It's right after Joe Biza and his Nickelodeons. I hadn't seen in a while.
He has trumpet, huh?
And Joe Biza, second surgery for his carpal tunnel. Really didn't work, but he was still playing. Yeah. You could tell. Yeah, it's hurting on him. And then Spielgescher ahead of that with Red Heron. That's off the new Spielgescher album. But that dose in my third opera available, KledsWrench.com. Check that out. And then we start with the Bugs doing Silver Train number 9. And you want to get that album if you want to check out liner notes from Richard Meltzer.
Very cool.
We're at the end of the first hour, March 6, 2012, edition of my Beatles Show. Hold tight for hour 2. March 6, 2012. It's the second hour. I'm a lot from Pedro's show.
Thank you.
From Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with some Creedence. Born on the Bayou, live, Fillmore West, 1970. And I Try Not to Think of Elephants from Steve McKay and the Blue Prostitutes. And finally, another Paribou Cat, Alan Ravenstein, with Home Life. That was never released. I think it was going to be part of a sweet. Is that what you call them? Sweet. S-U-I-T-E. Called Terminal Drive. Speaking of Creedence, Brother Matt was talking about flannel stuff.
That's cool.
And you can't see it on the radio here, but I'm wearing a Mike Watt for Altamont. Yeah, what do you call it, signature?
Yeah, I guess the Microwatt signature.
Cool people asked me to come down. It was via Randy and Dean and New Age, I guess, made the connect to come down and tell them what I liked about a flannel. So for the pattern, I picked out...
Whoa.
That's a size. Bone funk. And I was thinking of the double nickels on the dime shirt. And then, you know, things that that shirt didn't have, like snaps or flaps over the pockets or yoke. Just little things.
Yeah, little features of
there's,
making
yeah, there's things cool. From all kinds of flannels that I've never had all in one shirt. Mm. So I was able to bring them together, and they brought me down a, what do you call it when you make your first one? Like a prototype?
Yeah, sampler.
Yeah, so I got a prototype from China. They put in the design and stuff, and...
That's trippy. Recreate the whole pattern and everything.
Yeah, it's pretty close. A little bit orange where it should be maybe a little more avocado, but pretty close as far as the pattern. And
it's trippy, all the little features, though, that people never think about. They go into something like that. Like, I was on some, when you go watch commercials or try products and you get some cash for it, trying all these T-shirts with different cuts. And it was like, you know,
think a shirt's a shirt, right?
Yeah, it was amazing. All the stuff that you don't even know that you don't know.
There's subtleties, nuance.
Mm.
And, you know, I have to admit, I'm maybe not too proud of it, but I am particular about flannels. I know what I like about them. Man, this is a big one.
Yeah, it needed some heavy-duty grinding.
Well, the rat's got
burn the other one out.
It's maybe the opposite of a refrigerator, but it's the size of one almost.
Yeah, grind
it. It's for, like, yeah. Grinding up the papers. Okay, so that's supposed to be coming out in September. And so that's, we're talking 7 months from now, but what a trip. The Microwatt flannel.
Just in time for next Christmas.
Yeah, maybe that's for the holiday season. And probably the clothes world's like that, probably.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
I don't know. They did a good job. And they were serious. They listened to me. They took notes. You know, I didn't know exactly what it would be like, but then they came down.
So the prototype's up to standards? You got any tweaks for it or anything?
Well, the color, like I said, this is a little orange. It should be a little more avocado. I don't know if you're hip to the double nickel. It's also the cover. I used that same shirt because it was my favorite pattern those days. I used it for the cover fly and the flannel.
Mm.
So you can see the back of it on double nickels and front of it. So fly in the flannel.
Speaking of fly in the flannel, you've been hanging out with Georgie a bit lately.
Well, you know, last month, January.
Well, he was just on the show, huh?
Well, it was when we were recording the fourth unknown instructor album at Casa Hanzo. Pizza up the hill here, 26 Patton. And so I got spent all, because this new unknown instructor is not improvised. It's Joe Baez wanted tunes. So I wrote him 10 tunes, and then Georgie went and figured out drums for him. So I got to play with him all then. I got practice with him today at 6. But the last 2 weeks I've been practicing with him Minuteman songs because tomorrow we go to England and play Friday night at the All Tomorrow's Party.
Bitchin'.
And what we did at the Queen Mary all them years ago.
Right.
Which was an All Tomorrow's Party gig too. A duet doing Minuteman songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
36 songs.
Very cool.
Yeah, difficult for us, but yeah, that's why we're doing all the prac, man. And then we get back, and Edward's coming on the 20th because I'm gonna play with some S'more. Go do 2 weeks of fire hose gigs.
Yeah, bitching.
So a lot with George Hurley, and he's in great spirits, and he's playing great.
Get Ed from Ohio down on the show, maybe?
Well, he's going to come on the 20th. He's in Pittsburgh, so he's going to take a train, he told me, out here. Arrive on the 20th, and that gives us 2 weeks.
Cool.
Because the first gig is April 5th. But, man, it's been a while since Papa Bedro's show has had spin cycle segment.
Yeah, so I've been kind of clueless and see what we can come up with here.
of the so ghetto, so hood. So gully, so grimy, what's good? I start the Benz on dubs, I'm in the club with the snub. Don't start nothing, it won't be nothing,
Little mama, show me how you move it. Put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl. Little mama, show me how you move it. Put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl.
Run on me, oh no, you know I'm loco. Hands up on the dance floor, okay, let's go.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man. Who could ask for anything more?
Let's party, everybody stand up. Everybody put your hands up. Let's party, everybody bounce with me. Some champagne and burn a little greenery. It's hot. Disco Inferno, let's go. You're now rocking with a pro. I get dough to flip dough to get more for show. Get my drink on and get on the dance floor. Look, homie, I don't dance, all I do is this. Same two-step with a little twist. Listen, peppin', I ain't new to this, I'm true to this. Pay attention, boy, I teach you how to do this shit.
Little mama, show me how you move it. Put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl. Little mama, show me how you move it. Put your back into it. Do your thing like it ain't nothing to it. Shake that ass, girl.
come walking out. When that train roll up and out, I come walking out. Come walking out.
What you got? jiggle what you got. Jiggle what you got. Jiggle what you got.
Jiggle what you got. Mama Hazel. And we'd like to say thank you, baby, for giving us this opportunity to feature one of the greatest guitars of all time. Yeah. Eddie Maggot Brain Hazel, yo. Come on, Eddie. Play that guitar, man. Yeah. give it to him, y'all. Eddie Maggot Brain Hazel on lead guitar. Yeah, rest in peace, brother.
Impetus, motivation, inspiration.
Well, I have not been in that realm much lately, so I did feel a little funky.
Yeah, you should explain to people why you haven't been in that realm.
Yeah, I dug the Eddie Hazel, though, so I want to get on that.
That was very
action.
Righteous. But, you know, I played with Bernie.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Oh, bitching.
I actually did a solo with Maggot Brain. I'd never done over those chords before. Bernie Worrell, you know, he pointed at me and he did the blucking. So I thought, shit, I can't hear out now. But yeah, people might be curious. Your absence, you've had reality on the dealio weighing on you.
Yeah, just too much bullshit to deal with, and coming up with a plan B in the face of the bullshit, because the school system is kind of crumbling. LAUSD, my program's kicking butt, it's doing great, but I don't even know if I have a job after June. Looks kind of doubtful right now. Let's hope it's still possible. But so that's really trippy after 20 years of doing it.
Yeah, I know.
And so I've been going to school at night again, which wasn't really too thrilled about, so I'm in this master's program.
Right.
And I've been kicking butt. I still got a 4.0. That's crazy.
Right.
Yeah, that's
and this 100 pager you're working on.
Yeah, so now it's like time for the big research project.
Yeah.
And so topic is at-risk student success in alternative programs, which is kind of like the work that I do.
Down your alley.
Yeah, and so now it's it's doing the actual research part, coming up with a little plan to see. I already got the system down that has been working pretty good. And it works way better than the system that was.
Yeah.
But I always want to see if I can evolve and make a better system, especially since I got to do all these positions with the different cuts.
Yeah.
So we're just incorporating more GED prep stuff and a little more personal touch. And see what comes out at the end of this period. Hopefully we'll have more grads.
Yeah.
And then it's just going through all the data and documenting everything and then writing it up and all that school stuff. And it's got to be in the right format, proper APA style and all of that. That's a whole different trip. All the sources and going through all that.
How many chapters?
It's got to be 6. Can't be more than 100 pages.
Right. You got like 4 chapters.
Yeah, I got about 4 down now. Yeah. So, and I'm ahead of schedule. So, all the kicking butt is kind of giving me a little bit of time to take a little chill, relax now. So that's good. So I'm back today.
Yeah, it's righteous.
Really, but yeah, it's been really cutting into my fun though.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But I figure in 4 months when it's all done, and I'll go big.
It'll be worth it, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, you were talking about... Actually, this kind of stuff, You don't know how it pays off, but I think it does.
Yeah, you opens it in the merch ways. Sense, yeah.
Yeah. Unseen ways. You're talking about maybe Portugal or Spain. I'll be over there in the summer with the Stooges.
Cool. It
starts this year. You know, the plan was going to be July, but
oops.
No, it started in May.
Ah.
In fact, James Williamson, I just got word from him, he wants to start practicing at the beginning of April. Cool. Well, you know, I recorded 9 songs with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess him and Ig are trading files.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because the plan was before he was going to go down to Miami, you know, and this month, in fact. So I asked him about that. He goes, no, man, we're trading files. So, yeah. Up with modern.
Very cool.
Modern mission. Modern man.
Yeah.
Trading files. So maybe these Stooges gigs this summer be out there with some new songs.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, they're intense. Their trip. Yeah, it was right after those... After Hollywood went to San Francisco, mm-hmm. and then we got done with those, a day later, he had me come up to West Hollywood. That's where I used that Mexican Fender. It's a good bass. I've been recording a lot with it. That's why I'm practicing with George. Right after the show here, we're going to go.
Oh, very cool.
I'll go practice with him for these the Minutemen memory test. Not just a memory test, it's also doing, you know, kind of D-Boone's parts. Or
that's what I dug on, how the crowd filled in the D-Boone parts.
Yeah, that was
beautiful, man. That was like totally misty moment, just having everybody filling in the D-Boone parts.
Yeah, that was a surprise, too. I didn't know what to think, really. I just thought, you know, we were asked, and I asked Georgie, and Georgie said, yeah, come on. So I said, okay. So that's what we'll try for Friday. Oh, man, we're at the end of the second hour.
Time flies.
March 6th, 2012 edition of Pedro Shows. Hold tight for hour
3.
March 6th, 2012, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Since the gods of domesticity have wrung their dank rags over me with so much musty stank and such unending blithering stupidity, it can only be assumed my dance of life somehow accidentally stomped on invisible karmic tender toes that have now yanked out my kitchen's carpet. Why else should I be subjected to neck-tattooed meth chompers, semi-literate wrenchloads, and greasy 91st trimester abortions? How has it come to pass that through my front door I must allow entry to every manner of paid nincompoops who can barely wipe themselves? Oh, I'm the little pig, and these proto-human hammer jockeys case my straw house for their next bacon burglary. All black-masked for their midnight smash-and-grabs, yet before that they must throw every manner of sticky incompetence under me, getting goo all over my home and loved ones, shit-marking their next sniffing slab. Why is it with every drip of pipe or non-working switch and badly conceived install, I must now call them back like bad dogs to lick up their errant territorial pissings? Never did I invite succubi or leeches to attach upon my crowing coxcomb to suck dry my paint right off the palette, crusting my pigments before them I was missing. What colors I paint the dawn now, dim and feel cheap, tracked through their mud? Is that why the fish can never sleep? Thank you.
each place to park. Did he relate? The message is clearly hardly grounds for dismissal outright. Grounds for dismissal outright.
Show. Start off the third hour here. Chris Kroger doing his poem, Whole Grain Oafs. Chris out of Texas there. Get a little pun, little punster going. Great. Hard hitter. Then from England, band called Now. Played a lot on the show. A tune called John. Then some called the Redneck Manifesto. Got to play with them in
a lot of places to recall from.
It was we Jeremy Kano in Tokyo. 11-11-11. That's where it was. Yeah. God, my memory. They're a great band, though. And they did a tune called Tomb of the Dudes. And Sassafras after that with Hell Wants You Back. Had him on the show. Sailor was one of those days
piled up
on, and he came down. And was a non-love grotto, Pedro, a lot from Pedro show, which is kind of trippy for me. So he came to the pad, and talked about his music journey. Actually, he's South High.
Oh wow!
His story's interesting. He came whooping right out, you know, writing songs right away after learning his pop show music.
Oh, cool.
Then we had Acid Pony doing The Alarm. I can't remember where they're from. And finally, Fatal by Doe. I know Doe, Soldier, it's Long Beach. Yeah. So Kelly. It's new territory. Here's some music we got. Band called Kachinas. That's last week. They went over to Vinnie Vegas. They had a gig at the Prospector, so they stopped at Vinnie Vegas' by Mr. Kim's on 21st Street, right in the fucking, you know, living room. Set up the stuff.
Wow, cool.
Jammed along, got to talk to him about the music stories, and actually a long time he haven't spent with Vinnie Vegas.
Yeah, I saw him a couple weeks ago over at Walker's, and before that down at 17th Street, Posada, whatever that restaurant is there.
Oh, yeah. Well, he came in and to my pad after Sailor and did a Man Alone thing with me, or Two Men Alone. And then last week, I guess I was supposed to come, but I screwed up. And I asked him if he could help me, and he said, I had seen Anna at a gig where me and Missaman did the third opera first time in Orange County. Anna Banana moved back to Anaheim. He's going to have two young guys from Anaheim be on the show, too. He wants to bring them over here. Because they're part of this thing. These Orange County people have moved up to Pedro because of the music scene.
Oh.
Yeah, very interesting. Anyway, I got some Kachinas here. Cochinas, I should say. It's not Cochina dolls like I collect. It's more like, yeah, kind of dirty.
You had any new ones to the collection lately?
Cochina with the K. Because these guys are with the C. Cochinas. Let's see. The latest one I got was a kind of hornet. Yeah, beautiful. But here's some Cochinas. Let's see.
Honest, my thoughts, bubble steam. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think I need to tune up and I need a breather for a second. No one is innocent.
compete our show. Yeah, that was some Kachinas. With a tune called Easy. But sometimes life ain't that easy. Especially when there's a lot of peckerwood. Which seems to always want to prove. And make sure that we realize it's a reality. You would have an optimistic hope, would outgrow some of the horseshit. But anyway, after that, we heard Roosterhead with Yo, What's Up? I think that was live at Long Beach. Dream Dre Dre by Duke Mo Fez after that. I can't remember where they're from. Sorry. Hey Nani Nani, something live from the Reactor Core is Splendid. The DJ Tendra, and I'm pretty sure they're London. And then from Italy, Neo, Lo Iodio. That's got Manlio, that incredible guitars. And finally, The Machine from RF320s. I can't remember where they're from.
Spacey.
Yeah, it is kind of spacey, so maybe that fits. Yeah, maybe it fits. Yeah, so I'm on the plane with Georgie.
Very cool.
We did this before where we flew off to England. Maybe it was the 2004 Ultra Mars parties when it was in Camber Sands. Mm-hmm. This one's in Minehead. That was in the south. This one's in the west, closer to Wales. And Thurston's going to play solo. I think The Fall is going to play. We'll play Friday night and then get on the plane Saturday morning. And
who's the curator for this one?
A guy named Jeff Magnum. Neutral Milk Hotel was the name of his band in the 90s. And I don't know, somebody told me that he, in New York City, when they had that Occupy Wall Street, he did a Minuteman song for those people out in the street. You see, the set was for, it was themselves, so me and George, he learned it, so maybe we do that with him.
Cool.
Because he's the one who asked to support.
Nice.
Yeah, very kind of him. You know, we got time for a couple more jams, and I do mean jams. That's so great you played the Eddie Hazel brother, man.
Yeah.
He's
going off.
He's incredible. Cat. Really happening guitar man. Yeah, but here's some jams. first show. Now, I know what lands these two came from because they were just laid on me. The first one you heard there was a happy song. No, not happy. Nappy. Like a hair, not together. Nappy song jam, I'm guessing. From Basho, and they're German. And then from my... Where's Vancouver?
Yeah, BC. British Columbia, Bullock.
Yeah,
Bullock. Hey, Bullock.
Next time, no, we're going to do a, Miss Miller going to do a Long Beach gig. We ain't done the third opera at Mark B. D. Piazza's, so 16th.
Oh, cool, cool.
What's March 16th? 17th is Patrick's, 15th is Ides. So it's in between the Ides of March and St. Patrick's Day. The 23rd we're going to do for Richard's birthday.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm and it's Iori's birthday today, I think. Hey, happy birthday, Iori.
Oh, really? Okay. Damn. But anyway, Vancouver, Canada is where this band, Stamina Mantis, is from. And they did This Side of Nowhere. So some big blowouts to finish up the show. Brother Matt, so
very cool.
Glad to be at the Love Grotto again with you.
Welcome back.
Next week we should have our special, well, they're always special shows with you, but we'll have a special guest.
Very cool.
And later on, Vinny's going to have those cats come over, you know, future show. But I think, Miss Terry Gender Bender, next week. But thanks so much for your always accentuating the bet. And me getting to share a show with you.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the March 6, 2012 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show, people. Keep your powder dry.